This episode of The Yarn is sponsored by Heinemann and their professional book, It's All About the Books, How to Create Book Rooms and Classroom Libraries That Inspire Readers, written by Tammy Mulligan and Claire Landrigan. Colby talked with Claire Landrigan about the book.
So we began to think about re-envisioning a book room to be an annex to every classroom library. So any teacher at any time could walk into this space and literally take books and add them into their classroom library so they could be rotating and refreshing their inventory to match the kids who are in their classrooms in terms of their instructional needs, but in terms of their identities, their passions, their interests. And so for kids, it started to seem that from their point of view, the book supply is endless in their classroom library.
Teachers, is your classroom library in need of an upgrade? It's All About the Books will show you how. Visit Heinemann.com to learn more and order a copy. Welcome to The Yarn, a School Library Journal production. I'm Travis Yonker. This is the second part of our episode with author and illustrator Oge Mora. Part one was all about her Caldecott Honor-winning book, Thank You, Amu. In today's show, Oge takes us behind the scenes of her Boston Globe Horn Book Award winner, Saturday. Let's get started.
It's a story about this little girl named Ava and her mom. And it's really all about their special day, Saturday, and how they spend it together. Saturday is the day that they cherish. And so they usually have very big plans for Saturday. But there are a couple of hiccups that arise. But throughout the book, it's really all about really tracing the bond between Ava and her mother and how that love that they have together is the most important thing. Coming to this story idea was an interesting one. I had just finished my book, Thank You, Amu, and I had sent out the final art. And my editor, Andrea, she turns it to me and she's like, all right, okay, what's next? What are we doing? And I was like, I have no clue. I don't know what we're doing. And so I went through a lot of story ideas because it's really interesting thinking about how what you want for your second book, you know, what do you want it to be, like how do you want it to sound. So I was going through lots and lots of ideas to no avail until my editor, who is also a mom, was talking about her daughter and stuff like that and the busyness that she was working with as she was like trying to look through my many story ideas. And that just kind of launched a spark to me, and it made me reflect on my own relationship with my mother, who growing up worked 7 days a week, and so I didn't get to see her very often. But at the end of the day, it didn't really matter because I always knew that I was loved, and we always had a really close relationship regardless of that. And so I really wanted to kind of create the story that celebrated the joy within that bond, but also gave space for that mom to have that moment of vulnerability as she has in the book. And also really telling a story of like resilience and positivity. You know, what's really cool about Ava and her mother is that even though they experience these hiccups in the book, they just really cope with it well and they just keep pushing forward. And it's really inspiring thinking about that. And I even think about them myself sometimes when something goes wrong and I'm like, what would Ava do? You know? So it was just my editor just made that offhand kind of comment. I don't even think she really remembers it. And it just really, I was like, huh, that has something there. And I really wanted to play around with that relationship. When I signed my deal, I essentially signed for like an untitled project. And so I still had to go through acquisitions and pitch my idea to Little Brown and be like, pick this one, let me do this. And when I was doing that, my editor was like, you know, to make it easy on us, like, can you do like some sample art or some sample sketches to kind of like sweeten the deal? Because we had both gotten very excited about this story. And so we were like, we just want it to be this one. And so I was doing that. And so I made a sample piece of artwork, and it had like this building that was in the background, and I had done some like cut paper and glued it all together, and so it made it its own new paper. And so I made that sample art, and I just kind of like threw it to the side, and I was like working on the actual book at this point and playing around with paper and stuff like that. And it was so funny how I was working on the actual book and starting to put some of these papers that I'm playing with together and cutting them out. And the way I do it is I kind of think of the collage at this moment like a puzzle, you know, so I'm just like cutting things out to the shape of my sketches, and then I just kind of like lay things on top of each other, and it just sits there, and I just like, my floor is just like covered in the collages of the thing. I have a very, very patient roommate. She just like, she just kind of like tiptoes throughout all these collages that are everywhere, and I just have it so I can like see how things are going and progressing. And so I work on multiple collages at the same time, and I was like working on it, I was like, oh, like I wonder what I want to do with this floor, like what's this floor going to be? And I kept making papers for it, and I was like, no, it's not the right, it's, it doesn't have the je ne sais quoi, like what am I doing for it? And I was like, yo, don't I have that like sample art that I did? And so like I took that building and I just like cut the sample art off. Like I had to rip Ava and her mom off of the collage so I could get the whole like section of paper. And then that's what I used for like all the hardwood floors throughout the rest of the book. And I didn't really plan on that, but that's kind of how collage works, where half of it is like very deliberate planning and the other half is just, you know, improving it and seeing where the collage work takes you. To keep it 100 with you, what I do with my artwork, it actually just lives under my bed. It's under my bed in boxes. They're organized, but yeah, it's I just, all the Thank You Amu artwork, my Saturday art, I just, it's under my bed for the moment. But the really cool thing is like, that's why I love going to like schools or doing like book events, because as long as it's local, I get to like take the artwork with me and show it to kids and stuff like that and have them look at it, tell them just don't touch it. But then if I have extra paper that I didn't use from like the collages, I let them kind of like play around with it and mess around with stuff like that. And yeah, so it really just kind of exists for them, that I can just bring it in somewhere and show kids like, oh, this is what the actual artwork looks like. But people sometimes are like, oh, do you want to sell it? Like, are you like offering it? Are you going to exhibit anywhere? In a weird way, like my collages are my babies. And so like, I don't want to part with them yet. And so like, I just like sharing them with people, and like, they get to stay with me. But I do believe that after I finish the artwork, I don't go back to like Thank You Amu artwork and be like, I'm going to reuse that paper again, snip, snip. Like it's actually, I have to leave it alone at that point. How I got into books is a very interesting way of getting into books, very odd. So I was in school. I went to RISD. It's a school in Providence. It's an art school. And I was studying illustration. And even though I was in illustration, like, I had really no plans to actually, like, go off and, like, I'm going to become an illustrator because that's what actual real-life people do. I was like, no. I'm going to, like, get a real job, like, a 401k. Like, it's not – that's not what I'm doing. But as I was, like, working in order to do that, I have always been really passionate and obsessed with picture books since I was very, very young. And There was this really amazing picture book class at RISD where you write your own picture books and you illustrate them, and then at the end of the semester you like present it, and they have publishers and booksellers come down to critique the final work. And it was always this really amazing course, and a lot of like seniors and things that I would admire take this course and make this amazing artwork. And I was like, I love the artwork that comes out of that course. I love picture books. And I just decided my senior year, I was like, you know what? This course makes no sense. Like, there's nothing really for me in it, but I just want to take it for me just because I really enjoy picture books. And so I was like, I was really kind of a selfish decision just to be like, oh yeah, I'm going to take this picture book class just so I knew that I was at an art school and I took that class, you know, and enjoyed myself doing it and really playing around in that world. And so I had decided, all right, I'm going to take this class, but like, I'm not going to waste too much time on it. Like, I'm not going to spend too much time because it's like, I spend more time on the other classes, but I'll at least will say I had a chance to take it. I started taking it and I spent like all my time on the class. Like Friday nights, I would be like painting paper. People are like, you want to go out to this party? And I was like, I'm painting paper for this class. I'm just having the best time. It was the most fun I had while I was in college, for sure. Just working on this class. Literally every single week you had to write a new story and then have art to accompany it. And then we would spend all day on like a Wednesday, like talking about this course. And it's really funny, like I'm not the only one from RISD who has taken this course. Like I know Grace has also taken this course, Grace Lynn, and Jared has also taken this course. So there's people who have come in and taken this course. But I was just taking it for fun. And at the end of the semester, I decided to take a story that I had made earlier that semester called Amu Stew, and I used it for my book dummy. And a book dummy essentially is like, you have like the mock-up of the book, and so you have your sketches, and then you have a couple of finished collages that I put in there. And in the class, you have to make two of them, like actual books that you can hold and flip through and present it in the class. And so I made Amu Stew, and I made the type, and I made my little blurb about me. And I was like, all right, this is my little mock-up of my book. And I presented it to my class, and there was an art director from Little Brown who was at the critique just to look at student work and give us feedback as we were working and things like that. And she came up to me and she said, wow, I really love this story. Like, can I get a PDF of that and take it with me to New York? And I was like, yeah. Like, who says no to that? So I was like, how soon do you want? Can I just give it to you right now? I will run to the lab and send it to you. And she was like, yeah, I'll just get it and send it over. And so I sent it over to her, and that was like in the fall. And then it was like going through acquisitions while I was during the holidays and things like that. And so when I came back for my spring semester, my senior year, I had signed a 2-book deal with Little Brown, which was just kind of like, my brain was like, you know, where I was like, what is that, like, are we doing this kind of thing? Like, and I was like, I guess I am. And yeah, that's how I got Amu Stew. Eventually became Thank You Amu, and that second book became Saturday. And so this whole journey into publishing was wild. Being in publishing is wild. I think publishing is just wild. But yeah, a very odd way to kind of come in, but I'm so glad it happened that way, for sure.
Thank you, Oge Mora, for the interview. Thank you, Philip Stead, for creating our theme music. Thank you, Heinemann, for sponsoring this episode. Additional music for this episode from the Free Music Archive. Have an idea for the show? You can contact us via email at theyarnpodcast@gmail.com and visit us online at the School Library Journal website. I'm Travis Yonker. Thanks for listening.